Well, here we are again, the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 442. Countdown's getting short to episode 444. I'm your host, Steve Webb. How was your weekend? The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll continue in 1 Chronicles with the reading of chapter 2. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These were Israel's sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathshua, a Canaanite woman. The Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil, so the Lord killed Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, gave birth to Judah's sons Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. Perez's sons were Hezron and Hamul. Zerah's sons were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God. Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon, leader of Judah's people. Nahshon was the father of Salma, and Salma was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Amminadab, his second son, Shimeah, his third son, Nathanael, his fourth son, Radai, his fifth son, Ozem, his sixth son, and David, his seventh son. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, a descendant of Ishmael. Hezron's son was Caleb. Caleb and his wife Azubah had a son named Jerioth. Her other sons were Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. After Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath. She gave birth to Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Afterwards, Hezron slept with the daughter of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. Hezron had married her when he was 60 years old. She gave birth to Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in Gilead. Gesher and Aram captured Havoth-Jair with Kenath and its villages, 60 cities in all. All of these people were descendants of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abijah gave birth to Asher, who first settled Tekoa. Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, fathered Ram, his firstborn, then Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife. Her name was Adurah, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn son of Jeramiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam's sons were Shammai and Jada. Shammai's sons were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail. She gave birth to Aban and Molid. Nadab's sons were Seled and Abiam. But Seled died without children. Abiam's son was Ishai, and Ishai's son was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. Jonathan's sons were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan had no sons, but he had daughters. He had an Egyptian slave named Jara. Shishan let Jara marry one of his daughters. She gave birth to Adai. Adai was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal. Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Eleasa. Eleasa was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, Jerahmeel's brother, were his firstborn son Misha, who first settled Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, who first settled Hebron. Hebron's sons were Korah, Tappuah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahem, who first settled Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shammai. Shammai's son was Maon, who first settled Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gaziz. Haran was the father of Gaziz. Jadai's sons were Regem, Jotham, Gishon, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Sheber and Terhana. Also, she was the mother of Shaaph, who first settled Madmana, and of Sheva, who first settled Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These people were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn son of Ephrath, were Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, and Harith, who first settled Beth-Gader. Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, had these descendants: Haroah, half of the Manahathites, the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these people came the Zorahites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, were the Netophathites, Atroth, who first settled Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the families of scribes who lived at Jabez. These families were the people of Tyra, Shimeah, and Sukkah. These people are the Kenites, who came from Hamath. They first settled Beth-Rechab. May God bless the reading of His Word. There were some very interesting and important men and women listed in the chapter today, wasn't there? Israel, Judah, Boaz, Jesse, David, just to name a few. Some are remembered as the first to settle certain towns and regions, but two are going to be remembered throughout time for their sin. We read that, quote, "The Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil, so the Lord killed unquote, and, quote, "Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God," unquote. Do you suppose that these men were 100% evil? Well, we don't know. All we know from this chapter is that they had evil natures. How do you suppose that when God someday opens the book on your life, He will summarize you? For what will you be remembered? I'm recording this on Sunday evening. Today at church, our pastor mentioned one of our members who passed away several years ago now. And to sum him up, pastor said, "Lewis was a sweet man. He always had time for you. When you talked to him, he would look you in the eyes and smile." And you know, that's right. I can still see Lewis's smile today. He was a sweet man. How will you be remembered? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 442.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Hey, don't forget that show number 444 is fast approaching, and now would be the best time to make a value-for-value donation. Those who donate $4.44 between now and show 444 will get my reading of the entire New Testament as a thank you from me. The chapters come as separate files, and they import really well into whatever software you use to listen to MP3s. They're formatted, and it's easy to get to whatever chapter you want to listen to. If you donate $44.40, you'll get the New Testament, plus the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, and Psalms and Proverbs, and my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. And if that's not enough, I'll thank you by name on episode 444, unless you prefer to remain anonymous. Really, are you enjoying the show? Does the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible add value to your life? Is this show helping you in your commitment to get into God's Word more? Do my comments at the end of the reading help you to understand the Scripture just a little bit better, or do they make you think? Is that worth something to you? Is it worth about half the cost of a month of Netflix, maybe a dinner and a movie? Does the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible bring value to your life? If it does, I'm asking you to go to support444.lifespringmedia.com and make a donation. It only takes a minute, and I would really appreciate it, and I really do need your support. At about 15 minutes a day, you're getting what, about 6 hours a month of Bible reading and commentary. Come on, value for value. Support 444.lifespringmedia.com. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Mark. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here.